Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krupp.
Well, let me ask you this question. You know, if Trump appointed, or the U.S. Department of Justice appointed, a special prosecutor to look into the election fraud that we think has happened, would that restore trust for about half of the country, half of the voters, let's put it that way, maybe not half the country, but maybe half the voters in the electoral system? Because, folks, we are about to have it all shaken, and shaken badly. A special prosecutor. What do you think about that? Also, I'm going to give you my take on the Czar Kraken update. Sidney Powell, I think there's a very simple and rational reason why. She's no longer working with the president's quote-unquote legal team. And I think it is the appropriate thing. I'm going to talk a little bit about that. Also, a couple of things that are happening here in Oregon as we go forward. Yeah, believe it or not, folks, they are finally going to pay that waiting week. Yeah, the Oregon Department of Unemployment. They're finally going to pay that waiting week 8 months later. Yeah. Let's hope that actually happens. Don't hold your breath. 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. Should Trump appoint a special prosecutor, independent counsel, special counsel, into the allegations of voter fraud, massive voter fraud? Should that happen before he leaves office, if he leaves office? I continue to believe that that will not happen. 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk lane. Let me know what you think about that idea, because it is kind of interesting. I found it on The Federalist. It's a great article. And I think it has some merit to it for a couple of reasons. We'll get into that in a moment. 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk lane. And, of course, emails always to Jeff at 1220.am. Timothy sent me an interesting article. Actually, he sends a lot of them. One of them has to do with Sidney Powell suing Dominion and Smartmatic. She's going to sue them specifically. Now, if she's going to do that, she had better have some evidence to do it. I continue to believe that she does. She would not be putting herself out there, subjecting herself to all of this garbage, unless she did. Tim also sent me a great article on what we're beginning to see about vaccines. You know, since they're going to be available. In fact, the report, I was watching Newsmax early this morning, and apparently Indiana is going to get the very first vaccines. Now, okay, why Indiana? Well, guess who's the former governor of Indiana and the vice president of the United States, Mike Pence. And guess who's the head of the coronavirus task force, Mike Pence. Here's the question. We've talked about it before. At what point are you going to be required to get the vaccine to be able to do a whole bunch of things that you normally do in life today? And in this case, Tim sent me this article from Dr. Mercola, and I'm seeing it some other places too, that there's suggestions, shall we say, I think even by the Biden transition team, that you got to have a vaccine to travel by air, international travel only. Yeah, that's the camel with the nose under the tent, right? And then the camel stands up and the whole tent falls down, which would mean that then they will say, well, now you got to have the vaccine to travel domestically in America. Oh, and then you got to have the vaccine to, say, go to the state capitol. You got to have the vaccine to go to the grocery store, to the movie theater, any place where there might be super spreader events. So would you get a vaccine to be able to travel by air? 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. By the way, I want to remind you that tomorrow, we are having a lunch, a Thanksgiving lunch, Thanksgiving dinner at the state capitol. Come and join us at noon. You'll be on the fountain side. There'll be a tent or tents set up. We have various restaurants and so forth that are going to join us to bless other people's lives. And maybe you want to come and bless us too. Maybe even if you are going to somewhere for Thanksgiving like I am, maybe you want to come and make a donation to help pay for the food and the expenses of porta potties and renting a tent, because they're probably going to be a little on the rainy side. But part of the reason, and you're hearing Megan Marie's her commercial that she's running on Stacy's show, Good Morning Salem, which runs right after this show. And this is about defying Kate Brown as much as it is about blessing other people. If you're grateful and you're thankful for everything that you still have, maybe you're a state worker and, you know, you've not had to be laid off, thankfully. You haven't experienced what so many people are experiencing right now, where their restaurants are shut down, the gyms are shut down, other businesses. And you feel blessed, why don't you come join us? Why don't take your lunch break? And maybe you're a federal government employee. Maybe you're a county, city employee. Come and join us. Come and throw $20 into the plate to help, frankly, people who have nowhere to go because Kate's locked them down, or says she is. She continues, by the way, if you haven't noticed, if you're watching conservative media anyway, all across the nation, she is being panned, and it ain't good for her asking you and I, what we talked about yesterday, to snitch on our neighbors, to rat out our neighbors. Yeah, I don't think so. And it's kind of cool how so many, well, with the exception of EPD, I guess Eugene Police Department said they're going to enforce it. And I guess Portland police saying they're going to enforce it. Pretty much everybody else is saying, nah. And my guess is that even those inside EPD, if they get that, and they will, there will be stories, I'm quite sure. If they get those calls that, yeah, just somehow they're not going to be taken too seriously. Anyway, come and join us tomorrow, won't you? At noon. On the fountains, the state capitol. Let's defy the lockdown. Let's stand up for our rights to assemble, our constitutional right to peaceably assemble, and in this case, to protest the lockdown, and to do that by feeding hungry people and homeless people and other people who don't have any place to go. Thanksgiving meal, noon tomorrow. So, a special prosecutor. I'm going to get to that in a moment. But I'm going to tease you with this great article in The Federalist by saying this, and I'm going to read from it. Now, listen to this. Trump rose to the presidency precisely by reaching out to those people forgotten and dismissed by the elites of both sides, by championing the so-called deplorables and addressing their concerns. It is what he continued to do throughout his presidency. Now his administration can do so again by appointing a special counsel to investigate allegations of voter fraud in the election and give a full and transparent account of the findings to the American people. Now, it's an interesting idea, isn't it? But would you even trust that after the Mueller special counsel, although it came out with the truth, in that they found no Russian collusion, right? Would you trust that? Now, here's what's interesting about this. If Biden becomes president, the Democrats cannot shut this down. Biden cannot shut it down. It's an independent counsel that has subpoena power, that has the ability to go look into the IRS documents, the tax returns. In fact, can look into pretty much anything. Now, why would that be necessary? Well, that gets me to the explanation, my easy, simple to understand explanation in our Kraken update, Sidney Powell. Why did the Trump campaign say, you know what, we're no longer working with Sidney Powell. She's no longer part of our team. I think there's a very good explanation. And here's what it is, friends. Sidney Powell and Lynn Wood are going after the governor and the secretary of state of Georgia big time for corruption to go to jail. Now, how does that relate to Trump? Folks, Trump is going to come, and I'm quite certain they're going to announce it in the next 24, 48 hours. Trump's going to be going and holding rallies in Georgia. Republicans are going to show up with him, probably including the Secretary of State and probably including the governor, who's also being accused of being corrupt, of taking kickbacks, folks. Now, Lynn Wood and Sidney Powell have to have some evidence of this. They are going after them. Trump cannot fly down to Georgia. And no, he's not the devil going down to Georgia. That's already happened. He can't go do that and be friendly, because he is friendly with the governor, Brian Kemp. He cannot have a member of his legal team accusing them of being corrupt, the governor being corrupt, and then showing up and appearing with the governor at a rally or several rallies. Doesn't work that way. So this just gives, frankly, Rudy Giuliani and the rest of the Trump legal team the cover to keep doing what they're doing, and the president the cover to be able to go do what he needs to do, and it gives Sidney Powell the ability to go do what she needs to do, and Lynn Wood to expose the corruption. In fact, there is a... if you go to the Gateway Pundit, and I'll have this up on the website, on my Facebook page, rather. Lynn Wood drops a late-night bombshell. Would someone ask my never-to-be-friend Brad Raffensperger at Georgia Secretary of State if he has seen this tape of election fraud at the State Farm Arena in Fulton County, Georgia? And there's another story saying that he's requested information related to the water leak, you know, that supposedly shut down. It was not much of a water leak, and it was handled before anything had to be shut down. So why did they shut it down? Well, that's his point. Sidney Powell had to distance herself because she's going after what they believe they have information of corruption. And if so, that's the exact reason why she had to move aside. She's not stopping, nor should she. 620. So, should we appoint a special prosecutor to look into election fraud? And would that be for your...
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It's 22 minutes past the top of the hour. You know, CBD works for me. In fact, Pro Bioscience is this great company that I buy my products from. I sell them my CBD, and they turn it into great products that make my life better. Maybe it can make your life better. And this new roll-on is this menthol infused roll-on is just fantastic product. It lasts so much longer than a cream does. I've used them both. And I'm telling you, I've got aches and pains my age, and I'm very active. I work out, and those things. And it really works. Works for me. Maybe it'll work for you. If you haven't tried it, you should. And by the way, if you're in a sensitive position where you have to do drug testing, you know they have CBD products that don't create problems for you that you can use that actually works, and you don't, it doesn't show up on a drug test. It's because it's processed differently, but you still get the benefits of CBD. Check it out. pro-bioscience.com. That is the website. pro-bioscience.com. If you buy any of their great products online, like this new roll-on product that I'm using, that I just love, if you buy it online, use the discount code during the month of November, Thanksgiving. Because it is Thanksgiving, right? 2 days from now. Discount code Thanksgiving. You get 15% off. pro-bioscience.com. Hey, did you see that Tucker Carlson did some backtracking? You know why? He's doing some backtracking on the voting machines issue. Well, it's a Gateway Pundit article, and right next to it is another Gateway Pundit article with the image of the Hindenburg burning and crashing to the ground, and it has the Fox News logo on it. Because Fox News has lost half of their viewers in 3 weeks. CNN, which nobody watches hardly at all, beats Fox in its daytime viewers. MSNBC beat Fox in every primetime slot except Tucker. It means Hannity, Ingram, Bret Baier. That's what happens, folks. I had this conversation with my mother last night. We talked about this because a lot of us have gone over to Newsmax. You see, this is the polarization of America right now. 73 million people voted for Donald Trump. We know that. We don't know if the 75 million people that supposedly voted for Joe Biden actually voted for Joe Biden. We don't know that because we don't know how many of those votes were actually legal. And that's the whole point. Let's count the legal votes. America's polarized, dear friends. Now, you're going into Thanksgiving. What kind of conversations are you going to have with people or not around the Thanksgiving table? Assuming that you do, you know, because Kate says you can only have six of you. Now, I continue to believe, in all seriousness, that you cannot have highly respected, highly successful lawyers like Lynn Wood and Sidney Powell out there saying they've got the goods, proving Smartmatic and election fraud. Sidney Powell, folks, is going ahead with her lawsuits on Smartmatic. This is a story out of the National File. She's going to sue Dominion and Smartmatic. Now, Dominion and Smartmatic last week stopped communicating really with anybody. By and large, they were supposed to testify in front of a Pennsylvania committee. They dropped out of that. They are lawyering up. They are moving their headquarters, as they're trying to move around so nobody can find them because they don't want to be subpoenaed. They are lawyering up. Why? If you're innocent, why would you lawyer up? Why wouldn't you show up and proclaim your innocence and open everything? No, don't be claiming it's proprietary, because it isn't. They're scared, folks. They have reason to believe. She's going to sue them. Now, good for her. Now, as you read through this article, and I will have it also up, there is an interesting Jack Posobiec of One America News tweeted about this. MSNBC in 2019, and you can watch the video, in 2019 was reporting how easy it is to hack Dominion and ES&S voting machines. And you can watch the video, okay? This is from 2019. Now, why do I bring that up? Dominion isn't really used in Oregon. But you know who is? ESNS. ESNS is owned by Dominion. As I've told you before, Polk County uses ESNS. MSNBC, the far leftist news network, in 2019 has this video talking about how easy it is to hack Dominion and ESNS. So when it comes to Denise Bowles and the fact that she's lost her Senate seat, in part because the liberal, even though she won Marion County, which uses the HART system, a different system than Polk County, Polk County used ESNS. Could Polk County's results be as a result of software that could be easily hacked into, as this 2019 video from MSNBC says? Is that a reason to have a special counsel? Folks, I saw somewhere earlier today, as I was reading a website, that 79% of Republicans now believe that the election is fraudulent. How do we restore faith in our electoral system? What are your ideas on? I'm going to tell you what mine are when we come back from the bottom of the hour break, because I think this is profound. We have to have the confidence in our voting system. Yeah, voter fraud's been around a long time. The Daily Machine in Chicago, vote early, vote often. But is it possible now? 73 million voters feeling like they had this election stolen from. 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC Talk. I'm going to take the bottom of the hour break. We'll be back in a moment. And I'll tell you, I think this is so important.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
Stop the car. 24 minutes till the top of the hour. So why is it so important that we get this right and that we do not, well, have distrust in our voting system? Well, I mean, that's obvious to answer that question, right? It's because the long-term impact of this is profound. And it could mean, if we do not get this right now, could mean the end of our constitutional republic. Folks, we are not a democracy. Democracies are mob rule. They always murder themselves, right? It's that famous quote. We're a constitutional republic. Well, the rights of the minority are guaranteed to be observed and protected from mob rule, from democracy. That's the difference. And if you want to preserve the constitutional republic that we have to have confidence to believe that our election systems are what they say they are. And when you have these things happening, and it isn't just that we believe these voting systems are hackable, because they are. And it isn't just that the data gets sent offshore to Spain and to, now we hear, Serbia and Germany and two or three other countries. It's not just that. But it's the fact that you have states making up a hodgepodge of rules. And, you know, Mark Levin said this best, and I couldn't agree with him more. Hodgepodge of rules that now make it the voting, it's not voting day, it's voting month. Now, we have that in Oregon, and we've had that a long time. How well has that worked out for Republicans? Not too good. And it's not working out now. So look, if we do not have faith in our voting system, what do you got? You've got enormous distrust. What does that lead to? Think about it. Well, one of the things that it's going to lead to is permanent Democrats rule. Because what will happen is so many people that switched parties to vote for Trump, so many people that, remember I kept giving you those statistics of those Trump rallies, how many people showed up that hadn't voted for 4 years and so forth? Well, they're going to be discouraged. Republicans will be discouraged. They won't show up. We'll lose. We'll lose in the battleground states. We'll lose in the states that have been reliably Republican. So if you care about the Republic, if you care about your First Amendment rights, your Second Amendment rights, if you care about the concept of liberty, we cannot let this stand. Tomorrow evening, I'm going to see my step-grandsons, I should say, my stepson and my step-grandsons. And I want them to live in the same great America that I grew up in. I want them to have every opportunity that I've had. That's not going to happen if the other side can rig elections and we never win again. We will get discouraged. We won't even bother. That's why we cannot allow this to stand. We have to fight. Now, how do we win? Well, I want to go back to this the Federalist article that I'm reading from today. And again, it's 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line if you want to comment here. Should we appoint, should the Trump administration appoint a special counsel immediately? Is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. Let me read these three paragraphs and then I'm going to get to Glenn. This is the end of the article, and I think this is the crux of it. Quote, the Trump administration ought to appoint a special counsel without delay in order to ensure an ongoing independent investigation into what seems to be Democrat Party, election tampering. If the left is unwilling to accept the notion of an independent counsel into the election's integrity, that would, at the very least, be clarifying, wouldn't it? It continues. More importantly, the American people deserve to have confidence that our elections are truly free and fair. That kind of confidence can only come through public discussion of the facts and an open and transparent investigation of the allegations. The ruling class, of which Biden is now the figurehead, has made it clear they are not willing to allow either. Even if the elites ultimately end up retaking power, the Trump administration needs to do everything they can while they can to ensure that the American people get the investigation and the answers they deserve. Now, folks, again, a special counsel, once it gets appointed, goes on independent. Doesn't matter who's president. Doesn't matter what Congress can do. They can't shut it down. Nobody can shut it down. And they have incredible power to investigate the offshore entities that might own Smartmatic. Because apparently that's how they've hidden things. And yet these are the people that are counting. A Venezuelan company is counting our votes in America? An independent counsel. Now, that's only part of the solution here. That's what I think. What do you think? 503-589-1220. 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. Let's talk to Glenn. Glenn, good morning. What do you think of that idea?
Well, yeah, Jeff, he said it should have been done a long time ago, and there should have been a lot of people in jumpsuits through all those scams that have happened in the last 4 years. He let them go because he didn't think they were that corrupt, but they're more corrupt than the president ever thought. Now it's all coming back to bite him back. as he let them go, the Hitlery and all the rest of the crowd let them go, and now they're all coming back in a vengeance against him when they really ought to have been in jumpsuits 3 years ago. But anyway, yeah, he could do it, but guess what? When you go back to the Chads and Hangling participles, the Bush group, put the Help America Vote Act of 2002 and $500 million for all the scavengers to come in and work on these machines. Well, guess the best scavenger did the best job for their own pockets. The blackpack.com that bought these machines for Detroit, Philadelphia, and Atlanta. The ESS Dominion machines were probably part of a European company, Leibold, before they were bought out. So $500 million, and guess what cash cows are at there at the pig trough? Both Republicans and Democrats.
Glenn, the old adage in politics is always follow the money, and that is so true. I cannot tell you how true it is, and it doesn't always mean just outright corruption, Glenn. It's just that.
But let me say this: do you remember when the airplane went missing from Indonesia to China?
Yep.
The 777 that they never found. Mm-hmm. The Carlyle Group people that were involved with the Bush family on that plane never found. Come on, never found. It's just too deep. Like we've all been saying. This corruption has got compounded interest on top of compounded interest. Not only the Democrats, but the Republicans lined their pockets for decades now. And our own Republicans, and I think the Bushes had their fingers in the pie on the Help America Vote Act of 2002 with half a billion dollars in slush fund money for any pigs that wanted to come to the trough.
Yeah, you know, the thing about HAVA, as that is known, Help America Vote Act, is that it did not solve any of this, because part of what happened is out of your criticism about Trump is correct, because out of the HAVA experience and the Bush versus Gore were these reforms that were put in place, were the right reforms, and then they got watered down, and Republicans are at least in part responsible for that, and Trump is responsible for that, because Trump did not have as the leader of the Republican Party, Glenn, did not have Republicans out there doing what the Democrats were doing in the last 3 years, and that's filing these lawsuits all across the United States in these battleground states and entering into these unconstitutional consent decrees with secretaries of state, whether the Republican or Democrat, without the consent of the legislature. And in most cases, Glenn, not even the legislature knowing that it happened. That's unconstitutional, because those were acts that should have been clearly in those states' constitution. And frankly, the U.S. Constitution argument is just as profoundly important, that these were entered into unconstitutionally illegally. Now, so Glenn, how do we get ourselves out of this? You got 1 minute.
Well, Larry Klayman was saying, you know, I have actually challenged many issues in the American system, and AT&T, when they were scamming people, charging people for products they never bought without their knowledge, and his lawsuit won and broke up AT&T. Larry Klayman is saying, there's only about two judges in the entire district of criminals that I could even go to and get a fair shake. It's ugly. It's beyond ugly.
More reason why I think Donald Trump was ordained by God to be president, because he has put a lot of constitutional conservatives on the bench. Back in a moment at 6:48. More of your phone calls.
Come on and sing my song all night long.
Stop the car. We got 'em.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
We'll go back to the phones in a moment. I want to remind you that if you're looking for a contractor that you actually can trust that will do a great job, you should talk to Eric Azer at Righteous Renovations. You know, he has a great reputation. If you look at the, well, the really, I think, good and informative endorsements by people that he has done work for, that's on his website. You look at those endorsements. That's pretty profound. That ought to give you confidence that you can trust Eric Azer and his team at Righteous Renovations to actually do what they say they're going to do. That's the right thing. Check him out, righteousrenovations.com. You can trust he and his team to do things the right way with you. Righteousrenovations.com. By the way, folks, did you see the business owner in Buffalo, New York, tell the deputy sheriff and the health inspector to get out and go get a warrant? A friend of mine said that, you know what, if the cops show up for Thanksgiving Day, he's going to tell them, go get a warrant. Not going to let you in, meet you at the door. Doesn't matter how many cars are parked there, doesn't how many people are inside, go get a warrant. Let's go to the phones, go to Art. Art, good morning. Art, how do we get out of this electoral mess? What's your idea on that?
Well, you know, Jeff, government is really famous for investigating things, but making the positive changes in order to make things better doesn't happen because the people in charge are reaping the benefits of all this sewer stuff that's going on in our country. And, you know, I'm all for investigating things, rooting out the corruption. But when it comes right down to it, the changes never occur because the people who are in charge are reaping all these benefits. And, you know, so I would love to see a investigation done and people held accountable, but they're never held accountable, Jeff. Hillary Clinton, I mean, hey, what Biden has done to enrich his family and stuff like that, you know, Pelosi, her husband, gets rich off all these sweet deals in different countries and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And we finally had a president who wasn't trying to enrich himself because he was already enriched and tried to make the changes necessary to make our country great again, of course, and better, and have the actual American citizen benefit from it. So, you know, will it change, Jeff? Only when people are held accountable and they, you know, they serve our country to benefit our country instead of serving our country to enrich themselves and their families.
Well, I think you're right about that. This is one of the, and Art, thanks for your thoughts. I'm going to let you go because it's a nice way to fill in kind of how I want to end the show here. This is why a special counsel, I think, is important, because no matter what Sidney Powell presents in terms of evidence of Dominion, Smartmatic, suing them, my guess, she has whistleblower affidavits from inside Dominion. And my guess is she probably has some Dominion like internal emails and that kind of thing that would give her the ability to move that to the next level. But it doesn't matter how that turns out. And it doesn't just matter how the U.S. Supreme Court, and this is going to be decided in this U.S. Supreme Court, folks. It doesn't matter how that all turns out either. We have to have the absolute belief that our system is secure. And it can't be hacked. And right now it can. And we know it can. Because the liberals have been warning us about this for a long time. And they're right. A special counsel that has incredible power is the only way you're going to be able to get to the bottom of this and restore absolute credibility. I think you can't do it any other way. Now, the courts have to make this happen also. Now, Kathy, call back in and I'll get you on the air. I didn't see your phone call. You have to do something like this, folks. Tim writes an email, says, imagine a president confronts a foreign leader in Iran and they laugh. I'll last longer than you. Yeah, you're right about that. And Joe Biden and what he's proposing is, you know, it's swamp 101. In fact, there's a great story here on Breitbart about that. But folks, look, Barry writes me an email also, says, in regards to the Georgia vote count, with thousands of ballots that were found, there are a few questions beyond the obvious about what happened. Number one, how is it that once they were counted, they did not change the Senate race? Number two, if they were counted for all the down ballot races, how were they misplaced before they were counted for president? Those are good questions. Bill writes me an email. Kathy, you're back. Why don't you give me your thoughts today? Welcome.
Well, not one of my candidates. I've been in kind of a funk for a little while. Not one of my candidates won. Not one. And I was just wondering, do you trust the results of the Oregon vote? Because I don't. I do not.
In some places, I do. In other places, I don't. And I'll tell you why. Because in some places, I know the people involved in the elections process, and I know they are above reproach. You know, Linn County with Steve Druckenmiller is a good example of that. Other places, you look at the shenanigans that happen in Multnomah County. I do not trust Multnomah County any further than I can throw them. And apparently, if you heard my reading of that letter from Loretta, the Black Lives Matter gal who challenged the results in the special election in August in Portland, she doesn't trust it either.
That's why he's gone?
Pardon?
Isn't that the guy that got fired? I'm wrong.
Yeah, he was part of that, right. So, Kathy,
anyway,
so you don't trust it. How do we fix it?
We're going to have to wait for a couple more years to get rid of Kate Brown and put more people in Salem, put more honest people in Salem somehow.
The only way to do that is if we win by overwhelming numbers so that they can't cheat. Thanks, everybody. Well, Kathy, thank you for calling back in. Bill, thanks for your email. Sorry I didn't get to read it. We'll be back tomorrow, friends. Day before Thanksgiving. Join us for lunch tomorrow on the Capitol Mall. Thanksgiving lunch. Be blessed. Stacey ends up next.